morning, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. I am so glad that you decided to join us today. My name is Rebecca. Happy New Year. Well, it definitely is the beginning of a new year, and that means it's time to make some New Year's resolutions. Or is it? Are you the type of person that likes to make New Year's resolutions? And if so, how long have you been able to keep your resolutions? Well, today our lesson is called Making Resolutions. We are going to meet Veronica and Shelley, who are having a discussion about whether or not New Year's resolutions are a good idea. So here's the question I want you to think about. Should you make New Year's resolutions? Should you make New Year's resolutions? Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson, and let's begin. Come with me.
Making resolutions. Do New Year's resolutions actually work? Shelley and Veronica are leaving the office when they see each other.
Happy New Year.
Thanks. Where are you headed?
I'm off to the gym for a CrossFit class.
Really? When did you become a gym person?
When I made a New Year's resolution to exercise every day, I joined a gym.
Well, I hope you won't be disappointed.
How so?
You know, when you can't keep your resolution.
Why do you assume I'll fail?
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们看 resolution 这个名词。resolution 在这里是指决定或决心。如果是下决心的话是用 make 这个动词。例如 Tammy made the resolution to lose 10 pounds in 3 months. Tammy 下定决心要在三个月内减重10磅。如果是坚持住某一个决定的话是用 keep 这个动词。例如 so far Jake has kept his resolution to quit smoking.Jake 到目前为止都坚持住他戒烟的决定。他的动词是 resolve, R-E-S-O-L-V-E。例如 Howard resolved to spend more time with his family. Howard 决定要多花时间跟家人相处。继续我们看 assume 这个动词。assume 是指假设或者是想当然的认为。例如 as a juror, you can't assume the defendant is guilty from the beginning. 身为陪审员你不能一开始就假设被告是有罪的。Assume 后面也可以加 that 子句，例如 I assumed that you would meet me at the front door. 我以为你会在前门跟我碰头。Assume 后面也可以加名词，然后加不定词 to， 再加上动词。例如 ，People assume celebrities to be glamorous and happy all the time. 人们容易假设名人们随时都是光鲜亮丽又很开心。
Shelley and Veronica are talking about these New Year's resolutions.
Right.
Do you think that New Year's resolutions actually work?
That is a very good question, Gabe. I used to be one of those people that would actually create a New Year's resolution every year. But you know something? I found that I had a very difficult time keeping my New Year's resolution. And I actually think a lot of people do. I think oftentimes we have these goals, these really big goals, and then we realize that they are too big, so we actually can't reach those goals.
So then do you have any New Year's resolutions for this year, Rebecca? Or do you doubt that you can actually reach those goals?
Well, it's not that I don't have any New Year's resolutions. I think whenever a New Year starts, I do think of things that I'd like to...possibly change or make better. For example, I'd like to be more positive this year.
train my mind to think of more positive things. And it's something that's a goal that I'd like to reach toward.
Well, Rebecca, you can't get any more positive. I think you're a positive person already.
It's very easy to see the negative things, though.
That's true. Well, friends, what are your New Year's resolutions or goals? What's something that you would like to accomplish this year? Well, we're joining two characters today, Shelley and Veronica. Shelley and Veronica are leaving the office when they see each other, and so they greet each other as you might greet someone in the new year. Hey, Happy New Year!
That is a very normal way to greet a friend in the new year. And Shelley starts this conversation off by saying, "Hi, Veronica, Happy New Year." Veronica responds by saying, "Thanks. Where are you headed?" And how does Shelley respond?
She says, "I'm off to the gym for a CrossFit class." Now, before we continue this conversation, let's take a look at those words, off to somewhere. Actually, Veronica said, "Where are you headed?" If you're heading somewhere, you could be off to a certain place. That means you're going to a certain place.
And of course, there's other ways that you can use this phrase. For example, Kelly is off to the store, or Amy is off to the university for her class. So she is going to class, or she's heading to the university for her class.
Or you could ask someone a question if they're going out somewhere. Where are you off to right now? Wow, it's really early. Where are you off to this early? Wow, it's so late. You came back home so late. Where did you go? Where are you off to so late? Where are you going?
Exactly. And of course, though, in our lesson, Veronica could have also asked the question to Shelley, "Shelley, where are you off to?" But of course, in our lesson, it says, "Where are you headed?" Shelley says, "I'm off to the gym for a CrossFit class." Veronica responds by saying, "Really? When did you become a gym person?" So based upon this conversation so far, I get the feeling that Shelley hasn't, at least in the past, gone to the gym very often.
So Veronica is kind of doubting here, I guess. She's surprised that Shelley is now a gym person. Maybe she has some resolutions to go to the gym more often. A gym person, that basically means that someone who goes to the gym often. You can use this kind of phrase, a something person. For example, Rebecca and I both love cats. You could say that Rebecca is a cat person.
And I would definitely agree with that. I like cats. I'm a cat person. I like to drink tea. I'm also a tea person. And Gabe, you like to drink coffee. So I would consider you a coffee person. And neither of us are really dog people.
Yeah, you're right about that. I do like dogs, but we're more of cat people, right? Well, Shelley is a gym person, perhaps. She says, "When I made a New Year's resolution to exercise every day, I joined a gym." So now she has a gym membership.
And Veronica, who seems a little doubtful, responds, "Well, I hope you won't be disappointed." And Shelley asks, "How so?" And Veronica says, "You know, when you can't keep your resolution." She really doesn't have much faith in Shelley, does she?
No, it seems like she doesn't. Shelley's not too happy about this. She says, "Why do you assume I'll fail?" Friends, if you're a good friend, you shouldn't assume your friends will fail at something. And when you assume something, that means you think a certain way. Without thinking too much, this is just how you naturally think about something.
So, of course, you see the word assume in the lesson, and this is a verb. But if we want to change this verb to a noun, we could just say the word assumption. Assumption is the noun form of the word assume.
And if you want to use that word in this kind of sentence, you could change the sentence to this. Why do you make the assumption I'll fail? Or why do you make the assumption I will fail? Well, it's time for us to go to the info cloud, and I believe you're going to meet someone new today. So, Rebecca, let's go to the
info cloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to a new year of info cloud. This year, you'll meet several new teachers. And with me today is one of them, Luke. Hi, Luke.
Hi, Ken. It's good to be here. So, what should we talk about?
How about the weather? You know, sometimes you might hear someone say they'll take a rain check, but it isn't even raining outside. What is the meaning of this?
Well, this term rain check originated from the 1890s in the U.S. when baseball games were postponed due to bad weather. The spectators were given tickets called rain checks, which allowed them to attend a future game at no further cost.
Right. Since then, the phrase taking a rain check has come to mean postponing an appointment. If I need to postpone a movie night with some friends, I might say, sorry, I'll have to take a rain check on our movie night. Can we go another day?
Or if you have a lunch date, but something comes up and you need to postpone it, you can tell your friend, I don't think I can make it to lunch today. Can I take a rain check?
If I'm not feeling well and I have to cancel my meeting with Luke, I can say, I'm sorry, but I think I'd better rest today. Let me take a rain check, okay?
That is totally fine, Ken. We'll meet up after you feel better.
Rain check, 什么叫做下雨支票？这个字源自美国的棒球赛。如果球赛已经开打，但遇到下雨，被迫中场取消或延期，主办单位呢就会发放 rain check 雨票。凭这张 rain check， 观众就可以下次再进场或者观看另一场球赛。久而久之 ，take a rain check 就被用来表示改天再说。如果有人约你出去看电影，你很乐意去，不过你刚好有事，就可以对他说。Can I take a rain check? 意思就是，这一次没办法，下次吧。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次请专见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about New Year's resolutions. Do you think New Year's resolutions are a good idea? Well, we've already met Veronica and Shelley, and they are having a discussion about this very topic. Veronica just made a New Year's resolution, but Shelley seems a little doubtful that Veronica is actually going to be able to keep her resolution. Will she? Let's find out.
Making resolutions.
Because only 8% of people achieve their New Year's resolution.
Well, I intend to stick to mine. In fact, I have a long list of resolutions.
Seriously? Like what?
I made resolutions to eat healthier, get more sleep, learn a new language, spend less time on social media.
Hold on. That's a lot of resolutions. Do you really think you can keep them?
Probably not.
Then why bother?
Because it's good to have goals.
Yes, goals are good. However, New Year's resolutions aren't necessary to accomplish goals.
They help me to reach my goals.
Well, good luck.
OK， 继续我们看 hold on 这个动词片语。hold on 原来是指抓住或抱牢。例如 ，the little girl held on to her mother's leg， 这个小女孩紧抓住妈妈的腿。但是 hold on 在今天的课文中是指等一下。例如 ，Can you hold on a minute? I'll be with you in just a second。你可以等一下吗？我一下子就可以跟你说话。最后我们看的是 goal，G-O-A-L 这个名词。goal 在这里是指目标或目的。例如 ，within the first week of the month, a few of our sales reps had already reached their goal for the entire month. 我们的一些业务代表在第一周就达成了整个月的目标。或者是 ，it's important to set the goals of your life and follow them. 为生活设立目标而且去贯彻是非常重要的。And now, let's get back to our teachers.
Thanks, Michelle. Well, Veronica doesn't sound like she really means it when she says, good luck. We'll see what happens with Shelley's resolutions. Well, let's go back to the beginning of this section where Veronica says, because only 8% of people achieve their New Year's resolutions. So that's why she assumes that Shelley will fail.
And we see here Shelley responds by saying, well, I intend to stick to mine. Before we continue, let's talk about this word to intend. If you intend to do something, this just means that you have a plan or a specific purpose. So, for example, Shelley plans to stick to her resolution. She thinks that she's going to be able to keep it.
That's right. Or, I intend to eat the pie in the refrigerator, so please don't touch that pie. I intend to eat it later.
Or you could also say, I intend to go to the store this evening, so if you need anything at the store, let me know and I can buy it for you when I go later on.
Well, this word intend is a verb, of course. I intend to stick to my resolutions. That means I plan to fulfill this resolution, okay? She's going to stick to it. However, intend also has a noun form, and that is the word intention. What is your intention? Well, Shelley's intention is to stick to her resolutions.
So, of course, you could also change this sentence by saying, my intention is to stick to mine, meaning that her intention is to keep her resolution. Okay, well, let's continue on here with our lesson. My intention is to stick to mine.
And my intention is to continue on with our lesson.
Well, that's what I just said.
Oh, good, yeah. Okay, so we both intend to continue on here. My intention is to stick to my resolution. And she says something else here. In fact, I have a long list of resolutions. So she's got many goals that she hopes to fulfill or accomplish this year.
And Veronica responds by saying, seriously? Like what? You know, Gabe, I can imagine how Veronica would say that. I really do not think that Veronica thinks that Shelley has any ability to keep any of her resolutions.
Well, right. You keep using that word doubtful. Veronica is a little bit doubtful that Shelley can actually stick to her resolutions.
Well, let's continue. Shelley says, I made resolutions to eat healthier, get more sleep, learn a new language, spend less time on social media, and yes, she has a long, long list of resolutions. Now, Gabe, that's actually something I've noticed that can be very problematic. It can be a problem when people create this long list of things that they want to do, because it could be very easy not to be able to do all of them.
And so if you don't actually do one of them, you might get a little bit discouraged, and then it makes you not want to do the other ones. So friends, have realistic resolutions, right? Maybe make only a few, and things that you can actually do. So Shelley made resolutions to eat healthier, get more sleep, learn a new language, spend less time on social media. All these things are great, but Veronica says, hold on. Shelley wants to keep going. It seems like she has a lot more resolutions.
But Veronica stopped her and said, hold on. That's a lot of resolutions. Do you really think you can keep them? And look what Shelley says. I think this is very interesting. She didn't say, of course I'm going to be able to keep my resolutions. She said, probably not.
Huh.
Wait, so why did she create all those resolutions in the first place if she didn't think she'd be able to keep them all?
Well, I think we're going to learn about that in her next line. But first, let's see what Veronica says. She says, then why bother? So if you're not going to keep all your resolutions, then why bother making the resolutions? But that's a good phrase to know. Why bother?
Why take the time to even do something? That's pretty much what this phrase means.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to fail, anyway, why bother even creating New Year's resolutions? And of course, there's other ways that you can use this phrase. For example, Frank never comes to anything we invite him to, so why bother inviting him to the party tomorrow night?
You know how I feel? You know, sometimes mom, when I was younger, she would say, go clean your room. I say, Mom, come on. My room is just going to get messy again in the future, very soon. Why bother? Why bother clean the room now?
Friends, this is a very useful phrase, so we would encourage you to practice using it. And of course, in our lesson, Veronica used this phrase by saying, then why bother, in response to Shelley. Shelley responds, because it's good to have goals. And Veronica says, yes, goals are good. However, New Year's resolutions aren't necessary to accomplish goals.
But they help Shelley to reach her goals. Well, Shelley, good luck. And friends, right now it is time for us to have a little fun review with the twins. They are back for Twin Time.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Twin Time. I'm Christina.
And I'm Serena.
It's time to review. So here's a little quiz for you. We'll show you four words that appear in today's lesson. We have three sentences, and they all have a missing word. It's your job to fill in the blank with the correct word. And the words are gym, resolution, assume, and hold on. Okay, here we go. The first sentence is, most people, we are twins. Serena, do you know the answer?
I do.
Friends, do you know the answer? Yes, that's right. If you assumed we are twins, you assumed correctly. We are twins. Most people assume we are twins. Here's the next one. Christina's New Year's is to travel more. Oh, I think I know the answer to that one. Friends, do you? That's correct. My New Year's resolution is to travel more. Okay, here's one last sentence for you. Wait. You forgot your purse. What's the answer? Is it hold on or gym? That's right. The answer is hold on. Wait, hold on. You forgot your purse. Well, we had a lot of fun with you today. Make sure to come back again for our next
Twin Time.
Well, thank you so much, ladies, Christina and Serena. It's great to have you back.
And friends, make sure you join us tomorrow as we continue talking about New Year's resolutions right here on
Studio Classroom. A good friend lasts a lifetime.
Warm as the sun.
Yeah. At all times, a friend helps at all times, a friend trusts at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime, a friend gives at all times, a friend cares at all times, a friend endures at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend lasts a lifetime.